What does it mean that they were baptized unto Moses? I'm glad you asked. This was not only a demonstration of God's amazing power and his love, delivering the people from Egypt across the Red Sea, but also a picture of baptism by passing through the water. That's what we see here in verse number one. They all passed through the sea. I got to move on. Literally, all of Israel was identified with Moses, even as passing through the water, as a Christian is identified with Jesus Christ. I was going to read Romans chapter 6, and I'm running out of time. Verses 3 and 4 is a picture. Baptism does not save. It's a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen, preacher. Thank you, Keith. You be safe going to Orlando, all right? There's crazy people on I-4. You be careful. Anyway, where was that? Okay, we're baptized not in order to be saved. We're baptized because we have been saved. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Romans chapter 6 is a baptism of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we're identified with Christ. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what it is. Okay, the cloud above them. Remember, there's war as God parted that Red Sea, and they walked on dry land. It wasn't muddy. Nice and dry. They dry shot across the sea. Only God could do that. There's water on either side of them, and there's a cloud over them. So they are literally covered on two sides. Or y'all get the picture. And that's the picture he's showing. As the children of Israel are baptized, water on the sides, water above them. The clouds above completed the picture of a watery grave. The waters on either side, the clouds above them, they were immersed in the water in the cloud, and then raised from that watery grave, raised very much alive. Of course, that's what the picture of baptism is. That's what he says, like. Now, verse number 3, quickly, like I get through this. And all did eat the same spiritual meat, and we know that that meat was the manna from heaven that God gave to Israel in their travel. Exodus 16, I wish I had time. You can jot this down. 15 and verse number 35. Literally, it means, what is it? It's manna. We're hungry. What are you? Well, okay. Remember the thing about the manna, too? You can only get it every day. If you try to get too much of it, it spoil. Matter of fact, I'm a country boy, maggots, worms in it, because it's spoil. And you only have it except on the day before the Sabbath, then you get, because they didn't want you to get the mat. Remember that? Y'all remember that? Okay, it's in Exodus, where you can get a double portion the day before the Sabbath, so I don't want you getting on Sabbath. Anyway, the manna was a picture of the bread of life. They ate that for 40 years. The manna signified that Christ is the bread of life, and the true believers feed upon him. In John chapter number 6, verses 31 through 35, Jesus compared himself to that man. I'm that bread of life. That, by the way, everything in the Old Testament pointed to Christ. Every article in the tabernacle, in the temple, everything pointed to Christ. That manna was a picture of Christ. He was the bread of life. Let me move on. Verse number 4. And all drink the same spiritual drink. That water, remember, they're complaining. Again, they're like a bunch of Baptists complaining. You brought us out here to die. We're dying of thirst. Our animals are dying of thirst. Moses, will you do something? Moses spoke, God, what do you want me to do? There's the rock. Strike the rock. First time. And here comes the water. And the Bible says the rock followed them. Boy, I love to get in the car. I had good friends. They might be good friends after today, but I got good friends that said, a rock literally, everywhere they went, there's this big old rock kind of followed them wherever they went. I don't know. I wasn't there. Other guys think, what it was that stream was always there. Always there. I don't know, Doug or Temple, these great Bible scholars could probably answer that. I ain't there yet. You know, was it a little rock that everywhere they went? Remember when Jesus or the cloud moved, Israel had to move. Remember that? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? That, and then when that cloud stayed or that fire, that's where they stayed. They had to put the tabernacle there. And God said, okay, we're going to move. So 40 years they just go. It's funny to me, and I got to quit. Can you imagine walking in a circle for 40 years and come around a couple weeks later? Man, we just buried Uncle Joe there. We're walking in circles. Well, God did that to them. Anyway, did a rock literally just follow them? Ask these Bible scholars. Or could it just been every time there's just water? But remember the second time they're hungry again, or thirsty again, and they're complaining. And God said, Moses, speak to the rock. And what did Moses do? Not just once, but how many? Two times. And because of that, God said, okay, he blessed the people of it. Here came the water. And God said, Moses, because you struck that rock, you can't go into the promised land. Remember that? That rock was Christ. It's a picture of Christ. Christ only suffered once. You get the picture. Christ isn't going to Calvary the second time. Here I am right now. You know why? I wish I had that. I'm catching myself. When I was behind that pulpit, I wouldn't be doing, y'all wouldn't see this. Like I said, okay. He struck him the second time. Think about it. Christ tasted death for every once for all. Hebrews, once for all. So that's what he's talking about. They all drink that same spiritual drink. But verse number 5, and I got to quit. But many of them, God was not well pleased. Many of them. Not all of them, but many of them. And we'll finish this next week. Remember, because I got to quit. Remember the spies? They crossed over. They're camping out. And God said, okay, you send them over there. Moses said, go over there and send 12 spies and check it out. See if it ain't so. A land flowing milk and honey. And they sent 12 guys, 10 of them. By the way, who were the two that said, yeah, we can do it. We can take them. Who were the two? Joshua and Caleb. Who was the other 10? Can somebody name me one of the 10 spies? That's what I thought. The other 10 just disappeared off the pages of history of unbelief. But the other two, remember Caleb? Got an old man. After they survived and they went over into the promised land of Caleb, said, God, give me that mountain. He's probably 80-some years old, 85 years old. God said, okay, but Caleb, you got to go take it. And Caleb ate. That's why I can't wait to get old like some of y'all. Imagine 85 years and still fighting. God, give me that mountain. Okay, there, go get it. And he did, man. He took that. And Joshua became the leader. Those are the only two over the age of 20 that made it across Moses. I read today, this morning, a devotion about Aaron. Got to quit. Aaron, God took him up the mountain, and Eleazar, his son, became the priest because Aaron messed up. Anyway, long story short. But I want you to notice, many of them, they fell in the wilderness. All the ones under 20 years of age, they were able to cross over. Verse number 6, and I'm going to close. We'll pick this up next week. Now, these things that happened, they were God's people, were our examples. To the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lust. Remember the... I got to quit. I got 2 minutes. Remember when Moses was up on the mountain? God was giving him the law. And he come down the mountain. He heard them carrying on, partying and all. What in the world is going on? He's been up there with God. He came down, and the children of Israel, they were just having a party and carrying on. And out there, there's a golden calf there. And Aaron's in charge. Because most... And, I'm paraphrasing. Aaron said, I don't know, we just throw some gold in there and out popped the calf. Remember that? Started worshiping that. They had broken every one of those laws, that those Ten Commandments that God had given Moses when he'd come down. All those things, had already broken every one of them. And that's what he said, don't be like them, these believers. Do you think we as believers can become like that? That's why Paul was warning them. Don't do that. Don't do that. They are our examples. Hope you're back with me next week a little bit more. Ain't it good? God's word. Our Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for Scripture. And these things are for example. And Lord, I know we mess up, but you're a loving God. You're free. We pray that today, this morning, as we worship you, Lord, it's not about me. It's not about the inspirations. It's not about this church. Lord, it's all about you. Lord, may you receive the glory, the honor, and praise because you're worthy. Bless in Jesus' name we pray.